visiting with Lebo head football coach Brian Hadley here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, I know you wanted to give Burlingame a game, but unfortunately it was a 50-0 loss. But from what you and I were talking about before we started, it sounded like you guys had some opportunities in that game.
Yeah, obviously the final score wasn't what we'd hoped for. The game started off where they scored. We drove down, had a 7-minute drive, and got down and caught a pass in the end zone. Kind of felt like we had our feet down for a couple steps, but then they punched the ball out, and they called it incomplete. Then next play, we throw a pick, and they returned it to the other end of the field to about the 30. And that just kind of defeated our, you know, took the wind out of our sails on that one. And we talked all week about, you know, you're probably not going to completely stop Burlingame, so we've got to minimize, make them drive the ball, don't give up just the big play. And I felt like we were doing that, you know. So I felt like the first quarter should have probably been 8-6 or 8-8. When we rolled into the second quarter, they got some big plays, and it started to kind of snowball from there. We had a couple other opportunities, big plays that I thought would have went, but we fumbled the ball on it, and just shot ourselves in the foot a lot that night. And against a quality team like Burlington or Burlingame, you just can't you can't hurt yourself because they're not going to beat themselves. And I felt like we kind of limited their run game. But when they went to their pass game, we really just couldn't handle it. They're pretty dynamic there. They got a lot of good receivers and a quarterback that's super accurate. But you also got to keep an eye on him because he's so good at running the ball. So they really had us in limbo there. I felt like our guys competed hard all the way till the end. Just, you know, a lot of the passes we were there on, there was one that we blown assignment that they had a wide open pass, but most of them we were right there. We just didn't make the plays, and that goes back to how good J.D. Tyson is at throwing the ball and how good his receivers are at getting open. But, you know, against a team like Burlingame, you can't shoot yourself in the foot. And we did that too many times to give ourselves a chance. But wish them the best. And now it comes down to how do our guys regroup, you know. We always say you're winning or you're learning, you know, and we got to learn from this and move on to the next week. Because we're going to face a really solid Rural Vista team. We do get them at home, which I feel like should help us. But they have a lot of athletes, and we saw them in 5-on-5 this summer, and definitely got our guys' attention. So we're just looking forward to trying to get that bad taste out of our mouth and move on and play a solid game against Rural Vista.
So what does Rural Vista have to offer coming to your place? Because I know, you know, the seeding for district and the postseason is big because a number two finisher in the district gets to host a game, and that compares to a three that has to go on the road in the first week of the playoffs.
Yeah, obviously you'd want to host a playoff game first round. But yeah, we're us and Rural Vista are playing for that second seed, and it's just, to me, it's just about every game we play, we want to win. So no matter what, you know, we just got to focus on this week. We've still got other games after that, but I feel like Rural Vista presents the biggest challenge in our district after Burlingame. So. Yeah, I'm excited to have them at home, but we can't be looking too far ahead. We're a good team, but we can't look too far ahead, that's for sure.
All right, Coach. Well, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday with Rural Vista, and I'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
Right. Thank you.
That is Lebo head football coach Brian Hadley joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Miller Granite, MT Networks, and Grimmett Concrete Construction on KVOE, live and local.